Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a world where your smartphone, your car, and even your home appliances are all connected and functioning seamlessly, thanks to a tiny, yet mighty, component called the semiconductor. But what if I told you that India has just taken a giant leap in producing these tiny wonders, and it's a game-changer for our country's technological landscape? The story begins with the recent inauguration of the Cairns Technology Outsourced Semiconductor Assembly and Test, or OSAT, facility at Sanand, Gujarat, by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. This facility is a milestone in India's semiconductor indigenization journey, with an investment of 3,307 crore. But what exactly is an OSAT? And how does it fit into the semiconductor value chain? To understand this, let's break down the four stages of a chip's life. Cairns operates at stage 3, where it receives finished wafers from fabrication plants, or fabs, elsewhere and performs assembly, packaging, and testing before the chips go into products. Now, what makes this significant is the type of chips Cairns is focusing on: intelligent power modules, or IPMs. These are integrated semiconductor packages that combine power transistors, gate drivers, and protection circuits. IPMs are critical for electric vehicles, industrial drives, renewable energy, and even white goods like air conditioners and washing machines. But here's the surprising part. India imported around 12,000 crore worth of IPMs and similar power semiconductors in the financial year 2024-25, with most of them coming from Japan, South Korea, and China. So, what drove India to take the semiconductor push so seriously? The story goes back to the COVID supply chain shock in 2021, when a global chip shortage halted auto production, resulting in India losing around 20,000 crore in auto output. Then, there's the geopolitical concentration risk, with Taiwan producing around 60% of global chips, making India's electronics manufacturing vulnerable to disruptions. And finally, there's the vision to make India a global electronics hub by 2026, under the Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative. Now, let us turn to the India Semiconductor Mission, or ISM, which was launched in December 2021. The nodal ministry for ISM is the Ministry of Electronics and IT, or MeitY. The total incentive outlay for ISM is 76,000 crore, with a 50% fiscal incentive for approved facilities, including semiconductor fabs, display fabs, and OSAT facilities. The Dholera Fab, a joint project between Tata and PSMC, is the crown jewel of ISM, with an investment of 91,000 crore and a target to produce 28 nanometers logic chips. But why does this matter? The answer lies in the strategic implications of India's semiconductor push. Currently, India imports around 85% of the semiconductors it consumes, making us vulnerable to global supply chain disruptions. The ISM aims to reduce this dependence, but realistically, even by 2030, India will only substitute a fraction of its import requirements. The Dholera Fab's 28 nanometers technology will produce chips suitable for automotive electronics, IoT devices, power management, and industrial controls, but it will not compete with the advanced 3 nanometers per 5 nanometers chips used in smartphones and AI processors, which remain a Taiwan-US-Korea monopoly. Now, how does this connect to the global semiconductor context? The Cairns inauguration coincides with the US Chips Act, the EU Chips Act, and Japan's Rapidus project, all of which are aimed at de-risking semiconductor supply chains from Taiwan and China. India's advantage lies in its design talent, with over 20% of global chip designers being of Indian origin, and Indian origin CEOs at the helm of companies like Intel, Google, AMD, and Microsoft. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Keynes Technology OSAT facility is located at Sanand, Gujarat, with an investment of 3,307 crore. It is an OSAT facility that performs assembly, packaging, and testing of chips, with a focus on intelligent power modules, or IPMs. The facility has a capacity of around 6.3 million units per day at full scale and is the first semiconductor facility to reach commercial production under the India Semiconductor Mission. The India Semiconductor Mission, or ISM, was launched in December 2021 with a total incentive outlay of 76,000 crore and a 50% fiscal incentive for approved facilities. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Remember this number, 76,000 crore, which is the total incentive outlay for ISM. Note this carefully, the Dholera fab is targeting 28 nanometers logic chips, which will be critical for automotive electronics, IoT devices, power management, and industrial controls. This is a favorite prelims fact. India imports around 85% of the semiconductors it consumes, making us vulnerable to global supply chain disruptions. In conclusion, India's semiconductor push is a significant milestone in our technological journey, with the Keynes OSAT facility being a crucial step towards reducing our dependence on imported semiconductors. As we move forward, it's essential to remember that semiconductors have become the new oil of the global economy, and India's strategy to build a domestic chip ecosystem will have far-reaching implications for our strategic autonomy and economic growth.